This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I think it was a couple weeks ago. You know, there was a study saying patients prefer to see their doctor in a white coat, I guess, as opposed to Bermuda shorts and Hawaiian shirts or whatever. And so one of you had written and asked, you know, why is it a white coat? Why is it that length? Why? And I didn't really bring it up on air because I didn't think it was, you know, a really relevant topic. And, you know, so I answered, you know, the listener back, message back. But it does get a little relevant now because I guess a lot of medical schools are having their white coat ceremonies. And many of you have seen my pictures that I posted on my website and my Facebook and Twitter. And the white coat ceremony is kind of new. I didn't have a white coat ceremony going into medicine. And I find it really fascinating that we do this now and really cool. So basically, the white coat ceremony is where we give people that are going into healthcare their white coat. And, you know, as a medical student or a PA student or a nursing student or a occupational therapy student or a physical therapy student or a dental student, pharmacy student, nutritionist student, you get your white coat early in training. Now, I thought in the olden days, you got your white coat at graduation, you know, and maybe in some cultures that happened. But we give the students their white coat early because they have to have a uniform, so to speak, so that people can identify that that's a student. And it's funny because it's kind of universal. It doesn't matter what language you speak. If you see a physician in a long white coat, and that coat is going past his tushy down to his knees, and then you see somebody next to him that has a coat that's shorter and looks a little doinky, you know who is the leader and who is the apprentice, right? Or the young Padawan, right? You could tell right then and there. And so this white coat ceremony is pretty cool. First of all, let's just talk about the history of the lab coat. I guess lab coats started to come into fashion in the 1880s. And it was done by scientists, as you know. So scientists would wear the white lab coat. Physicians usually dressed as a professional looking. Like if you see some old pictures and old medical books, they're usually in, you know, coats. Like they call them frock coats and black pants and a vest and, you know, gold watch chain, black hat. But it was, and then maybe would wear a white shirt, but doctors used to not wear the lab coat. Doctors would dress up fancy because they were somebody of stature. And apparently if you dressed like this, a physician who would make calls at their patient's home would be like, oh boy, you know, it's a physician. You know, personally me, I like to get, you know, down and dirty. I you know, if I'm going to touch a pus-filled, you know, abscess, I want to look like I'm going to work, you know? I mean, I want to dress like a construction worker, ready to, you know, I don't want to be limited by clothes. Yeah, I tried that. When I first got to practice, I dressed up in skirts and dresses and heels. It was impossible. I like, let me wear scrubs and let me be able to sit and talk and bend and move and do what I need to do. You know, because you got to work, you know, when you're a doctor. So anyway, okay, so back in the 1800s, everybody was all top hat and very fit. Okay, then they actually don't go into that. I think it was 1915 is when the white, is when physicians started to have the white coat. So physicians began to start wearing a white lab coat. Maybe it's because there was no way to distinguish a doctor who had academic credentials versus a quack. And so you would have people dressed up fancy going, okay, well, buy my snake oil. So that's when physicians are like, I'm going to wear a white lab coat. So that started in, I guess, the 1915s. Then we had the ceremony, and the ceremony didn't happen when I was in medical school. Well, I guess it might have started when I was in medical school, but I had already gotten my white coat. And I guess the first white coat ceremony was founded by Arnold Gold. And this was August 20th, 1993, so pretty recent. And since then, many countries now hold this, you know, this white coat ceremony. And for some medical schools, they'll do the Hippocratic Oath. For osteopathic schools, they do their oath upon graduation. So it's really, really nice. So I got to actually put on the white coat on about, I don't know, 40, 50 of the students, which is really, really cool. Now, of course, there's a lot of room to mess up the choreography. So, you know, there's a flow, and since there's so many students, you have to then, you know, like a relay, you know, pass a baton. You have to be able to cut in front of the student about to get his coat, get onto the stage, and knock the other doctor out of the way so that you can then do your next 40 or 50 students. So I did that without knocking anybody off the stage. I did that, right? But here's my problem. Okay, if I'm going to help somebody get dressed, okay, I don't like wrinkles. I don't want the collar messed up. So I guess what I was told is when the guy doctors were putting on the white coats of the students, they helped them into the arm, right? The students took their picture. They left. Okay, well, I guess I didn't realize I was doing this, you know, because I'm a mommy of boys and whatever. I'm like, oh, let me fix the collar, let me straighten the back. So I'm patting the back and patting the shoulders and fixing the collar. And I'm like, turn around, let me make sure, hold on, let me make sure it looks good. Hold on, let me shake the collar. And they're like, no, let the student go. Shake the dean and the provost hand and move on. But I didn't want them for the pictures having messy coats. So I'm trying to make them all nice, try to fix them, go, they look all good, smack them on the butt as they go on. And so, you know, it's nice. It just, you know, I think we had like, I think I really, you know, had a lot of bottlenecking happening. And I don't think I'm going to be asked to coat anybody anymore. So it's not hooding. Hooding happens at graduation where you get your graduation hood, but this is the white coat. But anyway, I think it's pretty, pretty cool. So now we have a whole bunch of new students at Toro, right, with their white coats. And little babies at their seat. They're so cute. Okay, anyway, a lot of news to talk about. I'm going to get you guys on to eating crickets. You'll see how. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Dolly. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
California and the boogie woogie flu. Oh! Gonna be a doozy. All right, let's try to enjoy the next couple weeks of no flu news, because boy, that's gonna like really, really haunt us the next few months. We gotta talk about the shot. We gotta talk about how good Australia's flu shot was, or how bad his flu shot was, and if America's gonna mess up, it's not gonna be a lot of fun. So we'll talk about something else. But first, I need to thank Manny. I need to thank Jason. I need to thank Brad for working the dials. We got three men working the dials today. Big thanks to them. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. And big thanks to all of you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you have lots of other choices out there. And the fact that you don't look up what those other choices are and just get lazy and just listen to my show instead makes me, you know, really, really happy that you do that, because otherwise I wouldn't have any listeners. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, do you guys remember a few years back on my show, probably not because you don't listen, when the UN urged people to eat insects to fight world hunger? I remember us talking about that. And apparently, insects are underutilized as a food source. And a report by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says that eating insects could help boost nutrition and reduce pollution. They also say that 2 billion people worldwide already supplement their diet with insects. But people think, ooh, it's gross, so they don't do it. We've all eaten insects. How many times has a bug or flea been on our sandwich at a barbecue? We're like, I attack with it. Or better yet, when we would ride our big wheel or our bicycle and have our mouths open and our tongue hanging out of our mouth because we were having so much fun and bugs would get in our mouth. I've eaten bugs before. No big deal. But it's no big deal if I'm eating them accidentally. I'll be like, oh, I swallowed a bug. That ain't no thing, the chicken wing. But if somebody actually served me crickets on a plate or served me a wasp, I would get the heebie-jeebies. Well, back in 2013, they said wasps, beetles, and other insects are currently underutilized as food for people and livestock. They say insect farming is one of the many ways to address food and feed security. Insects are everywhere. They reproduce quickly. They do. I got tons of cockroaches running around my backyard. They have high growth and feed conversion rates. Plus, they have a low environmental footprint. And then the authors also have pointed out the insects were nutritious. You had high protein, fat, and mineral content. So I wonder if vegans could eat insects. Vegans are not supposed to eat animal products, but an insect is not an animal. So they say a dung beetle has 17.2 grams of protein, whereas chopped beef, 27.4. A grasshopper is 20.6 grams of protein. A caterpillar, 28.2 grams of protein. Well, caterpillars are big and juicy and gooey. You know what? If I was going to eat an insect, it would be a caterpillar. I think caterpillars to me resemble the closest thing. I mean, if I had to eat one raw, I just think a caterpillar would be kind of either like a gummy bear or like a sausage. Caterpillars I could get. I mean, I don't want to eat one. But if you served me a wasp, a dung beetle, a cockroach, or a caterpillar, I'd eat the caterpillar. Now, caterpillars don't have calcium, but grasshoppers do. Grasshoppers have 35.2 milligrams of calcium. Dung beetles have 30.9 milligrams of calcium. And then iron content. Your caterpillar has the biggest amount of iron. So, you know, the UN is like, look, insects are efficient. Crickets need 12 times less feed than cattle to produce the same amount of protein. And the ammonia emissions associated with insect raising are far lower than livestock like pigs. And already many people eat bugs as a delicacy. So we need to raise the status of bugs. Plus, can I also bring up the B12 content? They say crickets offer almost 10 times the amount of B12 when compared to salmon. So for those of us that don't like fish, can we talk ourselves into eating a cricket? They also have vitamin A and riboflavin, or B2. And get this, crickets have magnesium, 5 times as much magnesium as beef, and 3 times as much iron. Plus, crickets have more calcium than milk and are high in zinc. Plus, there's a lot of fiber. So, I know, is it whetting your appetite? No. All right, well, this may whet your appetite. Now we're being told that if we add crickets to our diet, it's going to be good for our gut. A U.S. researcher has been studying their effect on our bowel. And maybe we should use them as more of a probiotic. Valerie Stoll, a recent doctoral graduate student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison-Nelson Institute of Environmental Studies, better known as Awamanaiis, she herself is an insect eater. And she is co-founder of the startup and research collaboration Mighty, the mission to improve global health through insects. She says she's tried insects on vacation since the age of 12 and is aiming to promote them as more mainstream food. Oh, I know. Her kids are probably going to have nightmares. So in her latest research, published in Scientific Reports, Stella and her team recruited 20 healthy men and women between the ages of 18 and 48 in a small pilot study, looking at the effects of eating crickets in the gut microbiome. So the gut microbiome is the bacteria that live and hang out in the intestine. Participants were asked to either eat a control breakfast or a breakfast containing 25 grams of powdered cricket meal made into muffins and shakes for 2 weeks. Oh, now that could work. Powdered cricket meal, kind of like an Ovaltine. Each participant then ate a normal diet for a 2-week washout period. For the next 2 weeks, those who had started on the cricket diet consumed a control breakfast, and those who started on the control diet switched to a cricket breakfast. Okay, so then they swapped them. So they analyzed blood and samples, and then participants answered questions to gastrointestinal, questions like, do you fart? How's your poops? That kind of stuff. And the researchers found that eating the cricket breakfast appeared to cause an increase in metabolic enzyme associated with gut health and a decrease in the inflammatory protein in the blood called TNF, tumor necrosis factor alpha. Or TNF. And that's been kind of linked to depression and cancer, that kind of thing. So the team basically found an increase in the amount of beneficial gut bacteria, especially one called Bifidobacterium animalis. And that strain has been linked to improved GI function. But get this, none of the participants reported gastrointestinal changes or side effects. So they think is it pronounced chitin or chitin, which crickets have, as well as other insects, that are a little different from the dietary fiber that we get in foods and fruits and vegetables. And as we know, we need fiber. It helps, boost beneficial bacteria. That's why they think cricket consumption could work. So now what do we do? Well, I don't know. Atelier Patès, a pasta maker in France, now uses ground insect flour in one of its homemade pasta dishes. Insects have also found their way onto menus in high-end Thai restaurants. And a Finnish bakery group from Finland has announced that they are going to offer bread made out of insects at grocery stores. So these restaurants are trying to change the image of insects aren't poor man's food. They are a delicacy, and you eating it is an honor. Ladybugs, I would eat a ladybug. I think I would, I like ladybugs. It's so cute. I think I would eat a ladybug because it kind of looks like an M&M, maybe. Here's the problem. I cannot feel the legs on my tongue. If I feel any bug's legs, that's a problem. But what about powder? Now, the only reason why this isn't going to be wildly accepted is insects pick up the nastiest of bugs. So if they can convince me that this sucker is clean and the powder you're making from it is not going to introduce to me any nasty pathogens, then I would consider it. I would eat something that had insect powder infused into it. If you don't see it, it doesn't happen, right? So, yep. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, I'm hungry.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first wave of reimposed U.S. sanctions on Iran are back in place. They'd been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement, but President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement 3 months ago. This first round of reimposed sanctions hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals and a wide range of currency transactions. In November, they'll include Iran's oil exports. U.S. Senate Republican and sometimes critic of President Trump's Lindsey Graham is with them on this one.
And he's going to reimpose sanctions until Iran changes its behavior. So what he's told Europe and every other business, you can do business with Iran, but you can't do business with us. You got to pick.
Retiring Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he has no regrets as he prepares to make his exit, telling the New York Times Magazine he's comfortable with the decisions he's made and wouldn't do anything differently. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to see this study and take it with a grain of salt. But there's a study saying that in women who have a heart attack, they are more likely to survive if their doctor is a woman as opposed to a man. Now, when I read that, I was like, what? Are you kidding? Please. But then again, this is interesting. Yeah, I've found that a lot of my patients and listeners would say that when they had a male doctor, he avoided their chest. He didn't want to get accused of assault or anything like that, so he did a quick listen and then got the hell out of there. Whereas women, they don't care. I'm going to listen. Move the breast. Let's get in there. Let me listen to the heart. So there may be something to this. Now, let's go to what this study is. So the study being reported by BBC says an analysis of 580,000 heart attack cases over 19 years found 13.3% died after being treated by a man compared with 12% who were cared for by a woman. Their chances were also improved if treated by a male doctor who had a lot of female colleagues in his team. Now, researchers say one theory is that men may be worse at treating women. No. But what if they're not getting practice? Independent experts say more work was needed to see if the findings applied to other hospitals. So what happened is they looked at patient data from Florida hospitals between 1991 and 2010. They looked at age, race, medical history into account. They found all patients had a better chance of surviving a heart attack if they were treated by a female doctor. But the difference in outcomes was biggest in women. When patients were treated by male doctors, 12.6% of men died compared to 13.3% of women. But when female physicians took charge of treatment, those percentages fell to 11.8% of men and 12% of women. Small, but still. You know, you can see women going, all right, get the hell out of it, move out of the way. Dr. Dahlia's in the house. Oh, yeah, Dr. Dahlia. No, it doesn't work like that. Lead scientist Dr. Seth Carnahan from Washington University said our work corroborates prior research showing that female doctors tend to produce better patient outcomes than male doctors. The novel part of what we are doing is showing that the benefit of having a female doctor is particularly stark for a female patient. So, do survival rates for women rise? Well, looking at an ER room, they found that as well. But researchers say doctors may be receiving training that heart disease was predominantly a condition that affected men. So maybe women are like, no, 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 we women have other body parts besides boobies and vaginas. We do have other body parts. Here's the thing. Okay, I am one of the most unfeministic females out there. Yeah, because I really think guys get a bad rap. And I don't like this anti-man sort of sentiment that we have. You know, I mean, I do like to make jokes with my guy friends and stuff. You know, I let a woman handle it. But I love men so much. And I would much rather hang out with men that I if women don't want me in their group, I have to hope that the men do. So I'm very pro-man. I just am. I mean, they're just so handsome, and they got the shoulders and, you know, the broad chest. And I just love men. Men are just awesome. I just love men. But let's really look at this. If guys are so afraid of doing something wrong to a female, they're not going to get in there. I see this with students. I see this with doctors. Nobody wants to be falsely accused of something. And I know a lot of women out there are like, Dr. Wax, that's not it. They're just, you know, out of touch. I'm like, I don't think so. The reason why I became as good a doctor as I became, and I think I'm a pretty good physician, is because I got in there. As an ER doc, you know, I mean, I wasn't even finished with residency, and I was already working as an ER doc in another state. I needed money and I wanted experience. And when you are submerged and immersed in medicine and patients, you really pick up a lot. Now, maybe one of my faults is I might not be as delicate. Now I got to check if you're a hernia or now I have to do your pap smear. I'm like, all right, we got to do a pap smear. Get on the table. I mean, you know, maybe I'm not as delicate about things, but I'm like, I gotta, you're saying you have a retained tampon in there or poker chip. I gotta get in there. So I'll make sure this doesn't hurt, but bear with me. As opposed to, okay, well, you know what? Here, relax your legs and, and you know what? My best doctors are like that too. Even the female doctors, you know, I had this tumor on my ovary. I went to a doctor at UCLA because I was studying at UCLA and she called it a cyst. And I'm like, I don't buy it. So when I come to Vegas for training, I go into my gynecologist and I'm like, look, I think I have a tumor. And she found that sucker. She's like, you're right. I mean, you need to not be a weenie. And you know, men aren't weenies, which is something I'm so attracted to by them. But when it comes to a lady, men have to second guess themselves and stop and recheck themselves. This is one issue I was having when some, you know, police officers were not really excited about wearing body cams. Once you have to stop doing what you do, it could alter how you do things. Now, maybe, you know, certain professions need to check themselves and reevaluate how they do things. But, you know, if I'm singing in front of a crowd, once I stop and think about it and I start to calculate, I crumble. But if I just go out there and I just start to sing, you know, I'm begging you for mercy, and I'll just start going, you know, just doing the runs and not caring, and just I am going to go for it, and I'm going to go long and go deep, boom, it works. You'll land on your feet. So we need to train, you know, medical students and doctors that, you know, you need to jump in there. Expect your female patient to have the nastiest of pathology. Oh, but she'll get upset. She'll be like, oh, she'll be, you know, because people don't want to be scared off or whatever. Well, then, but you're not doing them a service. You know, they had a study a while back saying female patients are less likely to get CPR because nobody wants to touch their chest. You know, you think it's obvious, like, oh, man, you know, everybody would be one. No, everybody is so afraid of going up to a woman. Don't be afraid. I mean, I tell everybody I know, rip the blouse off. Be careful, okay, because once you take off that bra, you better, you know, get some cover because you keep these puppies strapped down like a pop goes the weasel. Right? Is that what? Oh no! Was it the Jack in the Box? Da 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 da. Pop goes the weasel. So you know, if I ever need CPR, God forbid. I mean, I've already told Manny and Jason this. You know, if you ever need to resuscitate me, all right. I don't care if you need shields or hazmat suits or you know SWAT gear, but do what you need to do to revive me. Get my heart pumping again, please. I'm not going to sue. I'm not going to accuse you of anything. Just get my heart back pumping, please. And so now you guys might sue me because you know, you're going to sustain a lot of bruising and stuff. But hey, these, I got to do something with the boobs. I'll get a reduction, I promise. But that's neither here nor there. So, yeah, women don't get treated. We're afraid of them.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. One of my listeners was listening last night to my show in Las Vegas, KDW 1720 AM. And in a very lengthy statement, talked about, I had, I guess, made a comment that there was a female who was wearing a very open, very, revealing blouse. And the husband had been nearby. This is in one of the casinos. And the husband seemed to be okay with it, even though guys were ogling. And he had talked about how guys, he was trying to teach me, how men actually do want a trophy next to them, a trophy wife. Now, I don't really know the term trophy wife. I thought trophy wife was somebody you had to fight to. It was somebody that everybody always wanted. And you won her over by a fight or a duel or competition. And you have a wife that everybody wants. The funny thing is the reason why I don't think that makes sense is because I don't really think the average guy wants a wife. You know, and so I think it's a little bit of an oxymoron. No offense to women here, but I think the average guy wants a girlfriend. The average guy wants somebody that he can trade up until it gets to, okay, who's going to take care of me? Who's going to help raise the kids? Who's going to, let's be honest here. I see a lot of people unhappy, women too, with their husbands, a lot of people unhappy in a relationship. They may be happy with the relationship security, which is priceless, if you ask me. That's what I want. But when you see that another spouse is a lot slimmer, a lot cuter, seems to be more fun, seems to garner jealousy, you wonder if there might be an affinity towards that. So maybe that's why here was a woman who was, like I said, a lot was revealing. And the husband didn't seem to mind because she's his trophy. The fact that other guys were ogling. And the funny thing is he would every now and then come back, so everybody knew he was around, but not so much. I didn't get the feeling that he came by where she was sitting to be as a protector. It was more of, she's with me. Yeah, she's mine. And it's okay for us to talk like this. It's okay for us to really be honest. When I look good, my husband doesn't mind showing me off. But if I'm in a moo-moo and I'm broken out and my roots are bad and I haven't, shave my eyebrows, my husband's like, no, let's eat in tonight. He doesn't want to show me off. I not looking like that. Well, I would put some makeup on and I wouldn't wear a muumuu. So I have this little outfit. I have boots now that are above the knee. I love above the knee boots. Okay. We used to call them in the 80s and 90s hooker boots, but they're not. They're boots that allow us women to not have to shave most of our leg. It's really cool. And so I have these boots that are above the knee, and then I have this little short outfit, and it looks really, really cute. And so I was worried that, my husband's like, oh, no, you are not going to wear anything like that because it may seem revealing or whatever. No, he was good with it. He's like, you look good. Yeah. You got the wedding ring on? Good. Let them know. So I think some guys do want to show off their wife, but those are the guys that are self-confident and secure. If you're insecure, you don't want to. When you're insecure, you aren't going to want anyone to look at your wife, and you're also not going to want your wife or girlfriend to feel like they could do better. And there's a study that came out we're going to be talking about in the next hour. It's kind of interesting how human evolution favors domestic violence and abusive men. This is very controversial. This is a very controversial study. Basically, because they're saying in the study that men who are abusive tend to have more babies. This domineering type thing. It's not anything I would ever promote. It's a study I don't like. But, we're going to talk honest here. You know, the people who abuse their spouse, females too, abusing their male spouse or female spouse, et cetera, they're the ones that are the most insecure. They feel like they need to do other means to keep that relationship at its status quo. And they'll use any means necessary. Making you think like nobody thinks you're pretty, nobody's going to want you, nobody's going to, you know. I mean, Corey and I will fight. And, you know, Corey's smart because he knows exactly what to say to women. He's really, really good at fighting with me on some respect. And in other ways, he really messes up and I win. I usually win. But if I ever bring up, so I don't. If I ever bring up, you know what? Fine. I could marry anybody else and he wouldn't, you know, do blank, blank, blank. His answer's good. See ya. Go. He's not going to beg, oh, please stay. And same thing. I won't do that to him either. It's very effective. If Corey ever says, I'll leave, I'll just go find a new wife. I do that to my kids. I'm like, what, are you going to go find a new mommy? Like, yeah, go find a new mommy. But, I mean, if he ever said, look, I'm just going to find a new wife, I'm not going to be like, oh, please don't leave me. I'm going to be like, see ya. So he knows. And the funny thing is us having that confidence is sexier. Us knowing that, you know, to me, I don't like dependency. I don't like that. That kind of turns me off. You know, in a relationship, so knowing that, oh, he could at a moment, he could be gone. He doesn't need me. I mean, yes, it may be sexy. It would also bother me because, I mean, I want him to have security in a relationship. But knowing that, yeah, he'd be fine without me. I'm not his end all. And it just puts things into perspective. And it makes me realize that I better negotiate or I better be more flexible. And I better be more willing to compromise. Same thing. He knows that too. Maybe a marriage therapist is like, oh, you guys are in trouble. No, we're not in trouble. We've been married 21 years. So, I think that's what it is. You know? A guy's confident. He's like, fine, let people look at my wife. I don't care. And I think actually some of those relationships do better. Now, some women are probably like, well, I wouldn't do that. I would not show off that much skin. See, me too. I keep my puppies covered. I don't think that's nice to do to my husband, to have other people look. Me, I'm wearing the boots because, again, I don't have to shave my legs. I mean, I have other, you know, reasons for it. I'm not doing it to look sexy. But sometimes I want to look good. I do. I want to look good, but I don't want people checking me out. I just want people saying, oh, she doesn't look her age, you know? So, or she doesn't look like a doctor. That's what I want. I want people to go, she looks nothing like a doctor. I'm like, yeah, you got that, baby. All right, 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.